And sparks were flying last night. Hayley versus Stacey, with Lizzie also in the middle of this.
I said, how did you get a law degree when you popped out two kids at 25? You're popping them out since you were 19?
20.
Whatever!
She doesn't
have
any explanation on that. She does not have to say anything about her kids or anything about her husband.
But I didn't put her kids down.
Done. Disgusting. Disgusting behaviour. That is disgusting. You don't go that low.
So much noise.
That's disgusting. Did you feel ashamed of yourself for that shit?
Whoa. Now, Lizzie joins us now. Thanks for joining us, Lizzie. Lizzie, what happened there?
When?
When?
Now, that was, wow, sparks flew. You got right involved. It really, you got you fired up, didn't it, Lizzie? How did it play out on that evening at the dinner party? Is there anything we didn't see?
Yeah, there is. And I think it's not the aspect that I think everybody wants, that everyone's saying that it got extremely more out of hand. That's just fabricated. I feel like people want sympathy where sympathy is not deserved. Well, okay, so here's the thing that was going down when I was there. Stacey was getting pummeled and talked about on a personal level. Her law degree was being dismissed, which she was being quite vocal about how hard she actually had worked for that law degree. And while it also happened while her brother had passed away, so it was extremely difficult for her to get through, and she was very proud of her accomplishment. And also her children would be brought into the factor of it all, saying that basically you can't also be blonde and be a lawyer, like have a law degree and have kids at the age of 19. Apparently, I wasn't aware of that.
You let Hayley know what you thought of that, and I thought that was I thought that was okay, because Hayley was ganging up a little bit, and you just got up and said your piece. Now, when you got home, you were all like calm, and Seb come into your arms, and you were like, "Whoo." Is he still that calming influence?
What people didn't see, though, is actually when I got home, I was quite distressed. So I was actually really, really distressed. So I just had to pull myself together, because I couldn't believe what was being thrown around, and it was being so nonchalant in the way that Stacey was.
But why were you distressed? It was actually directed at someone else.
But the thing was, being in that environment and just also seeing someone get so torn apart, like that's actually distressing to watch. So when Stacey and I walked out, I refused to let her go back into that lion's den. I refused. I was like, there is no way they're getting her back in there, because she was being literally torn basically apart as a person. And here's the thing with Married at First Sight: have a go about someone's actions on the show regarding the show. Don't attack them as a person.
And what did the producers say when you, because you walked out and you said you're not going back? Did they make you go back in, or did you just say I'm not going straight?
They did not
up?
Make us go back in. I was firm, and I was like, there is no way I am going back in there. I thought that behaviour was absolutely disgusting. It was absolutely next level.
How do you feel with Stacey and Mikey's affair?
Here's the thing. I don't know what actually went down there, but I will say one thing. The timing that it is alleged, here's what I will say. Michael and Stacey were not together, and I believe Mikey and Tash were not together, whereas at the beginning, Hayley was with Dave and Michael was with Stacey.
Mm. Well, hang on.
So you don't think Mikey and Stacey were together? Because that's the big scandal.
I've heard the rumours. I don't know for sure, but that is, if it did happen, I believe, well, it's actually not a leg to stand on, because it was during a period where no one was in a relationship with another person.
What about the bombshell that's coming? Do you know what that bombshell is? You do, don't you, Lizzie?
What bombshell? No, actually, no,
don't. Fev, what's the bombshell?
I'm tipping that what I just said, I think. That's what I just made that up about Mikey and Stacey, but I didn't even know. I just threw it out there.
And now Lizzie's confirmed.
No, because there's been rumors about it. No, because I don't know if it actually did happen, but I do, like, again, that was sort of briefly mentioned.
I'm horribly confused.
Now,
But aren't Michael and Stacey the actual couple? Are we using the right names? Aren't they the actual couple?
No, Mikey, Byron, Mikey's the other one that got booted out. Oh,
why does he have the same bloody name as Michael?
Stacey's up with Mikey.
Right, another Mikey.
Mikey and Michael.
I thought Yvonne was wrapped up in this bombshell somewhere.
Yeah, you've got to wait till next
week. I feel
like
Yvonne is just taking everything away from Yvonne.
Hey, don't you start on Yvonne. We love Yvonne.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there.
Anyway, this is an absolute...
How's Seb going?
Seb's amazing.
How's his tat going?
It actually came off.
Yeah.
And I told you it would come off.
That was his hashtag maths tat thief that was all his toes says hashtag maths underneath them. It has worn off.
Last rumour, guys. Are you pregnant?
Am I pregnant? Not that I'm aware of.
There we go. Okay. It should clear that up. MAFS returns tonight. We will be watching. We can't help but watch it. We know there are important things going on, but MAFS is just it's an escape for us all. Lizzie there on the Fox. Thanks for joining us, Lizzie.
Thanks, guys.
5 to 9.